What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It's the beginning of another week. It's Monday, and every Monday we do something called Metric Mondays. And for a few of these Mondays in the month of December, we're looking back at some of our favorite. And this one is a great one, only because it keeps coming up. We have dentist after dentist that describes, I feel like I should produce more. We're also getting into December, where you're thinking about, how do I make next year better than this year? Well, this one takes you right there and shows you exactly how to do it. It's called, I Feel Like We Should Produce More. Does that resonate with you? I'm going to encourage you to listen to this. We also have a great tool for you. It's called the Financial Gaps Calculator. It actually helps you figure this out in about a few minutes so that you can have a clear picture of how to hit your goals and produce and collect what you want next year. So go down to the show notes, click it, it's free, you can use it, and it'll help you determine those numbers for next year. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this and have a great Monday. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. And it is Monday, meaning it is Metric Monday here. And we are absolutely loving this. Every single Monday, if you show up, we're going to give you a bite-sized piece of information around data to help you think better about your practice and your life. And I have my co-star. He's really the star. I say that all the time, but he's going to lead us through this, and we're going to go down the road. And you know what we hear all the time, Barrett? I hear this one, and this is what today's about. Like, I feel like we should be producing more. And so that's going to be our topic today. Why is that such an important topic?
Yeah, well, first I want to point out, like, if you're listening to this, and if you're like a lot of dentists, you listen to a lot of podcasts, and you listen to other people in dentistry, and you might listen to this today and realize or have this feeling like, I haven't heard this message a whole lot before. And I hope you say that, because we're here to present a different message. And you're going to, if you don't already know, you're going to find out, like, we're here to present the message of how to be a successful private practice dentist with better practice, better life. And so we're going to talk a lot about time and days worked and the stuff that correlates back to your life. And this one, more than any other, is really going to hit home. So just want to point that out there. It's going to sound a little different than most of the messaging out there about scale and grow and produce and produce and produce. And we're going to talk about producing more, but we're going to actually say, what does that actually mean to my life?
Yeah, I love it. Now, I want to go there because you described this so well to our it's a burn. This is actually not a mathematical deal. This is an emotional deal. And because your supplier comes in and says, well, you only need to produce one more crown per month. And you hear everybody say produce. So talk about why this is such heavy with emotion.
Yeah, well, as a private practice dentist myself for nearly 20 years, I can say that a lot of my goal setting was revolved around not data, but emotion. This emotion of, I feel like we should produce more. It comes from deep within. It's not backed by data. And it's this, I think, let's do more next year, team. And that usually is a valid feeling, and it probably is a good goal. But without this next level of data and actually how you're going to do it, it's not proven with data, and it's not a data decision. So I feel like we should produce more. Okay, let's recognize that emotion, and let's go pull some data. So I'm going to present some really simple data, like an equation that a kindergartner could do. And it's going to be days worked times multiplied by production per day equals gross production. It is the easiest equation and the one that almost no dentists track. How many days did I work last month? I'm going to multiply that by how my average production, gross production per day. That's my gross production. So let's say we have this burning desire. I want to do more. Okay? We can only do more one of two ways. One, we can either work more days. So if that variable in that equation goes up, your gross production goes up. Work more days. Okay? We don't love that. We actually want to try and find a way to work less. The second way to increase your gross production is produce more per day. Work the same days, but produce more per day. Now, easier said than done. There's lots of strategies to do that. But anytime you're like, I need to produce more. I did this all the time. Hey, team, we're going to do 10% more next year. Let's go. Let's rally. Let's do this. Let's collect. But nothing about like, well, doctor, how many days are you going to work? I don't know. What's our average production per day? How do we increase it? I don't know. But let's just do more.
Yeah.
And so again, I want to do more. I can either work more days or produce more per day.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you an equation here of what to do in the meantime. But Kirk, you've been doing this for like decades, and this emotion never goes away, right? It's always going to be there.
Right. So as I classically do, and Barrett's the perfect partner for me because I'm the messy guy, he's the clean guy. So again, I'm just going to mess it up. And if I was in the same room, I'd just take his hair and mess it up a little bit and just like, let's just feed this fire a little bit. Now, it's inherently complicated. Here's why. The first variable that Barrett gave you is days worked. I have been doing this for 31 years. The number of dentists that know how many days they worked is less than 5%. People naturally add days because they're focused on the production of the month. Now, when I got started 31 years ago, I sat in morning huddles, and this is how they went. Well, our production for the month is we're at 50% and blah, blah, blah. So a dentist could easily say, I'll work this Friday. I'll have Mrs. Finelli come in next Friday. No patient. You know what I mean? So you could easily get there. It's a lot more complicated now. And these days fly by so fast. So I'm here to say this. Follow this formula. Because when you get the days thing right, now you can go to the next one, which is gross production per day, and you can figure out this formula. We love doing this so much that if you follow our lead, I promise you, it works.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you a little equation. So first, I'm a dentist, so I know what you all are thinking. And you're right away, you're thinking like, well, days worked, what does that mean, Barrett? Kirk, what does that mean? Because on Mondays, I work 8 hours, but on Tuesdays, I work six and a half. On Wednesdays, I have 3 hygienists. On Thursdays, I have 1.5. Yeah, I get it. I know. But we're going to just start with how many days is your office open for business?
Okay.
Can I average out over time?
Can I throw one more in there?
Yeah, please.
If you're wondering, because we all like to know, like, is this good or not? The number of days that we've been hearing as Dina does an assessment are climbing. We're finding people at 240. It's crazy. The average dentist, according to the ADA, works 220 days a year. That's insane. Prior to the pandemic, we used to think anyone north of 200, that was a lot. That was too much. So figure that out. More days is not the answer.
Yeah. I still think over 200 is too much.
It's way too much.
Definitely is. So here's what I want you to do. Okay, Barrett, how do I pull this together? Okay, number one, go into your practice today and you're going to pull one number. Production per day for the first quarter or year to date for the first quarter of this year in 2025. You've had X amount of days. You have gross production. What have you produced per day? Okay. Number two, I want you to say, what is my gross production target this year? Okay. So we'll do some math. If you said like, well, I want to do $1.5 million. That's our target. That's our goal. And currently, up until, April 22nd, we've done, $6,300 per day in production. Now you divide that and you're going to see how many days you need to work this year in order to hit that target. Because if in one your production per day potential is basically what you're doing right now, right? You can't magically make that increase without a plan. You can do it, and we'll give you some strategies to do that. But we just walked our study club through this. My target gross production annually is this. I'm currently, for the first quarter of a year, producing X. I can calculate how many days, unless I make changes to my model of business and do more dentistry, I know how many days I'm going to need to hit that target. So right away now, four, you say, okay, how many days am I scheduled to work? Now, this is if only 5% of the people of dentists know how many they did work retroactively, 0.5% actually plan for and know, I plan to work 186 days this year,
Right.
or 192. So you're going to know, okay, based on my current performance, I'm going to need to work X amount of days. Now you go to your calendar and you map out the rest of the year. I'm going to take a vacation in summer. I'm going to take a vacation in fall. I'm going to play in those two golf events. I'm going to go in the Milwaukee, the To the Top Study Club, whatever it is, map it out, and then compare the two days needed based on my production per day versus days planned in the office. Most of us are going to have a gap. And if that gap is in the correct decision, in the correct way, great, you're doing good. Like, you are working enough. You're going to hit your target. But what if there's a gap? What if the numbers needed is more than your plan days? You have a decision to make. So you can say, like, okay, this equation says I need to work 190. I'm only planning to work 175. So you can take 15 days times 6,200, whatever your production per day. You have a big gap. So now, decision tree time. This is what we just walked our clients through here in Milwaukee last week. You can either ramp up days worked and say, okay, I'm going to still do the 6,200, but I'm going to find 15 days and I'm going to add them, and I'm going to hit that target. Now, that's sometimes not great. I know my wife would not be happy if I told her we were canceling a couple vacations. And I doesn't, as a business owner that did this in part to kind of have some freedom over my schedule, that doesn't feel good. Now, the other option is to increase the production per day. I'm still going to work 175, but now you can do the math and say, if I can increase that 6,200 per day to 6,900 per day, I close that gap. For instance, I don't have the math in front of me, but you get the gist. And so that is where now we can say, team, we're going to work 178 days. And if we do X amount per day, we hit our target. And guess what? Some of you are going to be very intentional about it, and you're going to get into the quarter four and you're like, we're ahead of pace. Let's take a couple days off because we're outpacing. Every time your production per day goes up, the necessary days work goes down. The pressure to work more days goes down, and you'll still hit your gross production target.
Yeah, so good. Now, again, because we love you guys and you're listening, I'm just going to add this. Time is the new rich. This is important. It's so important to understand how your time affects your business. You just can't keep adding more time to the business because the business is like a monster. It'll keep eating more of your time. And that's when you get angry. And you can't just do this. I'll tell you, the first year that you do this, and as we coach clients going through the Pro Program, it's a little messy. They're learning about it, they figure it out, they learn how many days, and they go, oh, this makes sense. Year two, wow, it really makes sense. By year three, you're like, I've got my arms around this. This is why it's important. You have to do the math, and you can't make it tight math, meaning life throws you curveballs. I didn't realize homecoming parades are all day long. I remember getting, my wife would send me a text in the morning, go, homecoming parades all day today. And I'm like, shoot, your daughter's in it. Okay, better go. I live in Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. My son's playing baseball. We don't have lights at the stadium. It starts at 4:45. I know I have to leave at 4 o'clock. You have the same type of thing going. You can't just book all of this to the gills. We have this thing called snow in Wisconsin. There's going to be things you didn't plan on. You're going to get sick a few days. So this is why you have to do this math so that you can tell yourself a good story around your production. And do I really need to produce more? And you can say, no, I've got my arms around your business. When you do this, I promise you, you feel confident as being a business owner and you can say, no, I'm going to be good. And you can give your attention to the things that matter. So Barrett, bring us home on this one.
Yeah, just some closing thoughts. If you're like me, my whole career, I'd get to the end of a year. I would look back at the data and say, huh, that's what we produced. And it either fell short or it exceeded, but it was like a realization after the fact. What we're saying today is today in your office, you can pretty much predict almost to the dollar what your gross production in the year 2025 is on December 31st. Literally by saying, I'm going to work this many days and I know we produce this per day. And you can say, this will be our gross production unless we do one of two things. Unless we turn the dials of the days worked times production per day. And such an easy equation with so much power. Because if you're like me and you're like most dental teams, we always say, let's do more. No one quite knows how. But imagine if it's like, we just got to hit this one number each day. And when we hit that one number, like the rest of this works.
Right.
Then we can take those days off and we're going to hit that gross production target, which then allows us to invest in this and do this and all that, you know, invest back into the company. And it just dials back to one number per day. Now, those of you that are overachievers, you're going to dig into like, okay, production per day, Monday is different than Tuesday and Wednesday. Great. Awesome. Set that. You can go in the production per hour, production per visit, all based off production per day. You can even get more granular to say each hygienist needs to do this per hour. Each doctor needs to do this per hour to hit that PPD. But it starts with this one basic equation. How many days am I going to work? What do I produce each day? That's my gross production. That's what I'm going to do this year unless I make a decision to change it.
Yeah. As you are going to see, and you already heard, this is an equation. Back in the day, 31 years ago, we would say just produce 20% more and add that to the formula. Make it up. And then people go, where'd you get that from? I don't know. I went to a seminar and they just said, add 20% and like
figure it out.
Not a good way to do it nowadays. So when you're feeling that emotion, like I feel like we should produce more, take a breath and use this formula. Promise you it works. And if you're stuck, as always, don't stay there. We have an amazing amount of resources. We're creating something called the Best Practices Association. We have over 1,000 people back there right now helping each other. Join us. You can join the journey for free. Go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and search Best Practices Association. You can join it for free, and then you can upgrade to join the deeper conversations where you have more tools, more access, and more help. And you can even come to the Truth Top Study Club if you want. So thanks for being here, brother. Appreciate you.
As always. My pleasure. Looking forward to next week. Next week, we're going to dig into a couple ways to increase your PPD. So if you're listening today and you're like, I need to increase that, we're going to start with how to squeeze a little more out of your same day, and we'll start that conversation next week. So join us next week.
Next week is PPD, and if you stick around for every Monday, you're going to get a PhD in metrics around a dental practice. So make sure you join us next week. So stick around, Barrett, while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening. We love this stuff, and we're going to keep bringing it. So hold on tight. Keep showing up. We'll keep bringing it. And until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. Enjoy your Monday. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.